If my heart is overwhelmed and I cannot hear your voice, I hold on to what is true, though I cannot see. If the storms of life they come and the road ahead gets steep, I will lift these hands in faith, I will believe.
Hello and welcome to Christ Hall Canada. I'm your host, Pastor Michael. We are now on episode 26, which we will be discussing the cost of discipleship. So as believers, it's not enough to simply just believe in Jesus Christ or to simply say that we are Christians. We must commit to obeying His commandments and following His example. We must bear fruit, showing those around us and the world that Jesus Christ Himself lives and breathes within us. Jesus Himself said this, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." And we will see more about this subject a little bit later on, but that comes from Luke chapter 9, verse 23. However, the path of discipleship is not an easy one, as it requires us to surrender everything and embrace a life of humility, selflessness, and sacrifice. But in following Jesus Christ, we discover the true meaning and purpose of our lives and become part of a worldwide community of faith. So join me today as we explore what it truly means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and how we can navigate the challenges and opportunities that come with following Him. May God bless you as we seek to follow Him wholeheartedly. As always, let us open up in prayer and start things off. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with a grateful heart. We are thankful for the opportunity to be able to discuss your word and dig deep into what it means to be a disciple. We pray that you would bless our time together and open our hearts and minds to receive your truth. As we discuss the topic of the cost of discipleship, we ask that you would give us wisdom and insight into what it truly means to follow your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to understand the sacrifices that are required of us as disciples, and give us the courage and strength to embrace them. May your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path as we seek to walk in your ways. May your Spirit guide us and empower us to live a life that honors and glorifies you. We pray that this podcast today would not only be informative, but also transformative, that those who listen to it would be inspired to deepen their relationship with Jesus Christ and become more and more fully devoted disciples. We ask all of these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? A disciple is a follower, a learner, and an imitator of Jesus Christ. And in Luke chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says this, "And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." To be a disciple of Christ means to follow him wholeheartedly, to obey his commands, and to put him above everything and everyone else in our lives. Being a disciple of Christ also comes with a cost in this way. If you look in Luke chapter 14, 28-33, Jesus says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." Jesus is telling us that following him requires sacrifice. We cannot hold on to our old ways, our old life, and still follow Christ. We cannot have one foot in the world and one foot out. We must be willing to give up everything we have and everything we are for the sake of being a disciple. So what does Jesus require of us to be his disciples? Well, if we look in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24-26, Jesus says this, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus requires us to deny ourselves, to die to ourselves and our desires, and to truly follow after him. He requires our wholehearted commitment and devotion. And that word wholehearted is going to come up a lot in this discussion, because we need to be wholeheartedly committed to Jesus Christ in everything that we do. To properly be a disciple of Christ, we really do need to understand the cost of discipleship. We must count the cost and be willing to give up everything, like I said before, for his sake and for his glory and for his honor. Again, in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus says it again, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." We, brothers and sisters, must take up our cross daily. As I said before, it's not a one foot in and one foot out. Not one day I'm a Christian, the next day I'm not. You are either fully committed to him wholeheartedly, or you are not, and you're just playing yo-yo Christianity. So are you willing to endure the hardship? Are you willing to endure prosecution and suffering for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ? That is the question that we're going to ask. You know, one thing I just want to clarify, it's not just about what we do or how much we give up. It's also about our heart attitude. In Matthew 6:33, which I love this verse and I refer to it a lot, Jesus says this, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Again, I have to reiterate this. We must seek God's kingdom above everything else in our lives. And we must be willing to do that first and foremost before anything. We must have a heart that is surrendered to him, a heart that seeks to glorify him in all that you do, all that we do. And as we continue to explore what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we must also understand that being a disciple is not a one-time decision. It is a continuous journey of growth and transformation. In John chapter 15, verse 8, Jesus says this, "But this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." As disciples of Christ, we are called to bear fruit, which means to live a life that reflects his character and to be a witness of his love and his grace to the world, not our own selfish desires, not our own wants and needs and pity parties and struggles and all that kind of stuff. We are nothing compared to Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus paid the ultimate price. He took on the full wrath of God. And you want to complain that you can't get this new car or that new car? How can you be a disciple if you are so focused on worldly possessions and worldly behaviors and worldly dress and worldly music and worldly movies? How can you be a disciple if you're focused on all of those things? You are putting Christ to an open shame when you do that kind of thing. And to bear fruit, we must abide in him, right? In John chapter 15, verses 4 to 5, Jesus says this, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Abiding in Christ means to stay connected to him, and through prayer, reading and studying his word, and fellowship with other believers. Those are the key aspects of what a Christian truly is, and how a Christian should truly be in obedience to God. Prayer, reading and studying the scriptures, and being in fellowship with other believers. Do not forsake the assemblies of yourselves. Gather together, pray together, study together, worship together, praise together. Be in God's presence together. You know, in addition to abiding in him, Jesus also requires us to love one another. And in John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35, Jesus says this: "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now, let me just pause there for 1 second and just talk about that. So Jesus himself said, "A new commandment I give to you, and that you love one another as I have loved you." Now, Jesus really, really, really did love us. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't have taken up that cross and carried it and took all those punishments and beatings for us. And the fact that we cannot even do the same thing for our own lives or for the lives of those that are in our life, that is pretty sad. That we would rather focus on what we want and what we desire more than another person's needs or another person's desires. Do you know how many Christians have literally just backstabbed me and just took an advantage of me? Too many to count. But you know what? Jesus says to love them as he has loved them, to forgive them so that my Father in heaven will forgive me. So yeah, a new commandment was given to us from Jesus Christ, and that was love one another as he has loved us. And we do not do that today, brothers and sisters. We are so focused on our own selfish desires and our own needs and everything else like that, that we completely forget about this commandment that Jesus Christ gave us. So let me go back. A new commandment that I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are, here's the key word, my disciples, if you have love for one another. Our love for one another is a reflection of our love for Jesus Christ. And it's a powerful testimony to the world that we, as Christians, in being the bride of Christ, can stand in harmony and reflect the love of our Savior and our Lord. And we don't do this at all. We are me, and more me. We don't focus on anyone else's needs except for our own. Being a disciple of Christ does not mean that we will not face trials or that we won't face tribulations. In fact, Jesus warns us in John chapter 16, verse 33, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer." See, Jesus is saying, be of good cheer, even when you know you're about to hit a trial or tribulation. Anyhow, John 16:33 says, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen. But we can take heart in the fact that our suffering is not in vain at all. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, Paul says this: "If we endure, we should also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us." Our suffering is a reminder that we are not of this world, and that our ultimate hope and reward is in who? Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore this topic, it is important to understand that being a disciple of Christ also involves denying ourselves and taking up our cross daily. Again, in Luke 9:23, Jesus says, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." This means that we must be willing to surrender our own desires, our ambitions, our wants, our needs, our life, our families, our cars, our jobs, our careers, whatever it is. We need to follow Christ wherever he leads us. And being a disciple of Christ also means that we need to share the love of Christ, that we need to teach other people about Jesus Christ. And you know, in Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus commands his disciples to go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. As followers of Christ, we are called to share the good news of salvation with others to help them grow in their faith. Do you know how many young new Christians I have seen that are that accept Jesus Christ, given a Bible, and then left alone, and they are wandering to and fro, and Satan is beating them and beating them and beating them, and mature Christians or seasoned Christians aren't doing anything. Why? Because they're so focused on themselves. You know, living a life of repentance is also being a disciple of Christ. And in Luke chapter 5, verse 32, Jesus says this, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And repentance involves turning away from our sins and turning towards God. It is a critical step in our journey of discipleship because it allows us to receive God's forgiveness and to be transformed by His grace. You know, being a disciple of Christ is also having a deep and abiding faith. And in Matthew 17:20, Jesus says this, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Our faith in Christ empowers us to do great things for His kingdom and to trust in His promises even when things seem impossible. Because the Bible says that nothing is impossible with God. So being a disciple of Christ means being filled with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus tells His disciples this, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. The Holy Spirit, people, the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, empowers us to live a life that is pleasing and acceptable and holy to God, and to be effective witnesses for Christ to those around us. Being a disciple of Christ also involves persevering in the face of opposition and prosecution. And in John chapter 15, verses 18 to 19, Jesus says the following, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. We can take comfort in the fact that we are not alone in our suffering, and that God will reward us for our faithfulness to Him. And, you know, one thing I wanted to say, and I've said this before to lots of people, and here it goes like this. If people hate you because you believe in Jesus Christ, that is one thing. But if people hate Jesus Christ because of you, there is a serious problem with you and how you're portraying the gospel of Christ. So I have 10 questions that I would like to ask you all, and that I want you to ask yourself about whether or not you are a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And I'm not trying to judge anyone, and I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad. I am simply trying to put this out here so that we can start living a life that is devoted to Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. So the first question is this. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only way to salvation? And that's according to John 14:6. So the question is again, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only way to salvation? John 14:6. Question number two, do you strive to follow Jesus Christ's commands and teachings in your daily life? John 14:15. Question number three, do you regularly read and study the Bible to grow in your faith? 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. Question number four, do you have a prayer life and communicate with God on a regular basis? 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Question number five, do you regularly attend church and fellowship with other believers? Hebrews 10:25. Question number six, do you strive to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself? Mark chapter 12, verses 30 to 31. Question number seven, do you have a heart for serving others and spreading the gospel to the world? Matthew 28:19-20. And this question does not mean that you need to become a pastor or an evangelist or anything like that. Sharing the gospel is your duty as a disciple of Christ. So question eight, do you prioritize living a life of humility, obedience, and selflessness, according to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. And then number 9, do you strive to maintain a pure heart and avoid sinful behavior? 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 to 16. And finally, number 10, do you regularly examine yourself and confess your sins to God? 1 John 1, 9. And so before we go into our closing prayer, brothers and sisters, I just want to say that I do not mean to come across as harsh or anything like that. I am just really trying to stress the point of what God has laid upon my heart and what I see from people who call themselves Christians. We really need to make a difference. We need to stand up for what the gospel is truly telling us to do and how we should act and where we should be coming from. If we are followers of Christ, why is the world the way it is? Why isn't things different? Why aren't we better? Why aren't Christians better? Why does everyone hate Christians so much? Why does everyone hate Jesus Christ so much? And I know it's the signs of the time and that the end times are probably coming or have started or, you know, things like that. I get it. And the Bible needs to be fulfilled and prophecy needs to be fulfilled. I get all that. But do you not think that we as Christians should be different? We are acting like the world. We are portraying the world in everything that we do, and we don't even realize that we are truly doing that. And we are acting like the people of the world. We are treating our fellow brothers and sisters like trash. And we need to take a stand, and we need to say, devil, I am no longer going to live a life that is trashing my brothers and sisters in Christ. I will stand on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. I will be like Peter, a rock. I will stand on that foundation, and I will be that rock that Christ has created me to be. And then we will be able to make a difference. Even in the end times, we will be able to stand on that foundation, on that solid foundation of the Word of God, and not be fooled by the devil and the Antichrist and all of the things that are about to happen. So let us close in prayer, and then I'll give my final remarks for today. So Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts for the gift of salvation through your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the opportunity to learn and grow as disciples of Christ, to even be considered a disciple of Christ. Lord, we ask that you continue to guide us and strengthen us as we walk this journey of faith in you. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be true, dedicated, wholeheartedly followers of Christ, and that we would not make exceptions, or that we would, you know, second guess or change our patterns because something looks more enticing and we are one day in and one day out. Lord, help us to always seek the love that you offer towards our hearts and the love that you want for us to give towards others as well. Lord, help us to really prioritize reading your word and praying and fellowshipping and worshiping with you and with other believers so that we can grow in faith, O Lord, so that we can grow in knowledge and wisdom, and that we can truly stand on the firm foundation of your word, of your holiness, of your greatness, O God. We ask that you would help us to be humble, obedient, and selfless as we serve you and others. May we always seek to glorify you in all that we do and say, Lord. Help us to be living examples of your precious Son. Lord, we thank you so much for your unconditional, unfailing love, your unmerited favor, grace, Lord. Oh my goodness, thank you so much for grace, and thank you so much for mercy. Lord, without those two things, without your love, I would not be who I am today. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to work in our hearts and lives to conform Conform us to the image of your Son more and more every single day. Lord, we pray and ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's name, our Lord and Savior and precious King. Amen. So I really thank you all for joining me today to learn more about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Remember, being a disciple is not just a one-time decision, but it is a daily commitment to follow Jesus. We need to understand that we cannot be one foot in and one foot out, and that we really need to grow in our faith. You know, there was something that was said earlier in the podcast about how, you know, Jesus said that even if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, I mean, if you look at what a mustard seed looks like and how small it is, it's nothing, brothers and sisters. To have faith that size, Jesus was really trying to prove a point here. And if you look at what that little mustard seed actually turns into, God is not telling us to just have faith the size of that. No, that is where we begin in our faith. That is where we start in our faith. Where we need to be is the tree, the mustard tree, which is strong and rooted and grounded. And that is how we need to be in Jesus Christ. That is how we need to be in God the Father. That is how we need to be in the Holy Spirit. We cannot make it a one-time thing, brothers and sisters. We need to be committed daily to following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to grow in our faith and to serve Him with our hearts. I encourage you and I beg you to examine your life and to see where you are in your faith with Jesus Christ today. And if you are feeling like maybe something is not right or something hasn't been going well in your life, brothers and sisters, please reach out to me. My email is info@christtalk.ca. You can contact me on my website, christtalk.ca. You can contact me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere. And I will be willing to spend time with you and help you study the Word of God, see the truth, stand on the foundation, grow in your faith. Whatever it is, I am here for you. I am praying for you. I want you to be on fire for God more than anything. And I want you to be on that gate when we all go to heaven and we stand before Christ on that final day. I want Him to tell you, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your rest." And I do not want Him to say, "Depart from me. I knew you not, you worker of lawlessness." So, brothers and sisters, I am truly asking you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, if you need help, if you want to set your foundation upon Christ and really build yourself up in Christ to know Him, to love Him, and all that He offers and all that He can provide, please reach out to me. We can work together. I am here for you. I am willing to study the Bible with you, pray for you, pray with you. Whatever it is. So my quote for today is simply this: discipleship is not a one-time decision, but a daily commitment to follow Jesus Christ in every aspect of your life. It requires us to surrender our will to His, to trust His plan for our lives, and to serve Him with joy and obedience. May we be faithful disciples who reflect the love, grace, and truth of our Lord to the world. Remember to walk in the Spirit. May God bless you, and I hope you'll tune in tomorrow. Have a great night.
I am yours for all my days, Jesus. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. All my days, Jesus. Love came down and sing out, remind my soul that I'm yours. I am forever.